Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week for our Heartbeat, you shared about going through struggles in life, but how we can hold on to God during those times.
Well, we should hold on to God no all matter times. The times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes when we struggle, sometimes we turn to God and pray more, but sometimes we struggle in our own struggles. And when I realized that, I laughed sadly to myself, oh my goodness, I could have invited God in to help me, and I just didn't.
Yep. One of the scriptures, well, the scripture that you shared was from John chapter 12, is about Jesus heading towards Jerusalem, and he starts telling his disciples, that's where I'm going, I'm about to head towards Jerusalem, and he explains a bit to them about, you know,
dying, time he's going to die. They didn't fully understand until later.
And was it just a few weeks ago when Bruce, Dad, gave the daily devotional, he talked about this same scripture, and his main point was that there are so many things we don't understand, and the disciples didn't understand this, but that's when we have to lean into trust.
Yes.
And so when you were sharing that scripture, it made me think of all the struggles that we have in life sometimes, the pain that we have. We don't always understand, like, why.
No, it is such a mystery.
Yeah.
Why do some people seem to go sail through life and others are struggling all the time? Mm. Why?
And just the need to lean into that trust in God.
Yes.
Particularly you then continue to share how, like, for us to get to Easter Sunday, we needed to have Good Friday. There needed to be a death in order to
rise again
and go to life. And that there's a real trust in that, which is hard.
Yes.
But that's what you're encouraging in your Heartbeat. That's what you're encouraging us to
do. Well, the disciples understood none of it until I feel like when he rose from the dead. Mm. But even then they didn't. Remember when he rose and they met him, or, you know, Mary Magdalene's met him on the out of the tomb, and she thought he was the gardener until he mentioned her name. Then the disciples are like, really?
Yeah.
The two guys on the road to Emmaus, they didn't see Jesus straight away, but it got revealed to them later. Then they reflected back on their past life with Jesus and what he said and understood a bit more. Same with us. That's why I shared about meditate, contemplate on your life, because you don't fully understand some things till after you've thought about them later.
And the first thing that you were saying when we are struggling or in pain is we have to just remind ourselves that God loves us.
Yes.
And just come to know that more. Like, if we don't
and
know
he
that,
knows where we're at and he cares about it. He's not standing to the side, arms folded, just looking on. He's not laughing at us or ridiculing us. His arms are lovingly around us. He's holding our hand and saying, look this way, come this way, ring this doctor, go do this. He shows us the
he's
next
guiding
steps
us. Yeah. And something that I've been learning when I've been reading the book of Psalms is that God just wants us to be honest. And like the Psalms particularly are very honest when David or whoever has written a certain
angry,
psalm.
Angry, sad.
Yeah.
Where are you, God?
This is how I really feel.
Yes.
And God wants to know that. And then through that, he can show us more love. Because by telling him, I think it opens us up to then accepting
we're trusting
his
in
grace
him.
More.
We're sharing with him. We're being honest.
Yeah. Something that you talked about is desert time, which I thought was an interesting phrase, but it's a good one, because how often do we feel like we're out there flailing in the desert?
Yeah.
And you ask God the question, like you shared, why so long, God? Like, why am I still here?
Yes.
Yeah. But that it's the Holy Spirit who gives us that perseverance and that fortitude to keep going.
Yeah, to keep going, but also because he knows what's ahead in our life, and maybe ahead in our life there's a harder struggle. But if we don't get this struggle right, then we're really going to be drowning. And the Holy Spirit wants to build us encouragement, perseverance, like a marathon runner, you know, come on. And it's taking a deep breath and going, God is with me. The world is not where I'm staying. I have eternal life forever that will be joy and peace and, you know, amazing. And God can give some of that to us now because he very much, but we live in the world.
Yeah.
But we don't stay in the world. We're not of the world.
Something that you said, which I think is good, but hard to, I think, do when you're in the struggle, is you said, don't narrow your perspective. And I think what you mean by that is, in some sense, don't limit God.
Yes.
Like in that when we're going through struggle, we can be like, oh, well, it can't be done. I can't get out of it. You know, like that woe is me kind of feeling, which is understandable. Like it's a natural.
Yes, totally natural. I just went to a specialist the other day and got some bad news.
Yeah.
Right? Which is down the track, I have to have some operations. But I'm going, okay, God, if I do, then I'll stay fit and healthy, do the right things, listen to the doctors. But, Lord, I'm open to you healing me totally. And then when they do the scan down the track and say, oh, my goodness, it's all gone or whatever, I'm open to that. I don't want to narrow it down and go, woe is me, that's it, got bad news now, that's where I'm ending. I don't know. I don't know what God has for me.
Yep.
But if he does have that for me, he's going to help me with that. And if he doesn't, then God will come and heal me and his glory can be shown, just like when he rose Lazarus from the dead. He said, Lazarus died so my glory could be seen.
Yep.
How many miracles do people get when they get healing of cancer? And yes, they can take the medication and get the scans done and do all the treatments. But then sometimes the doctor says, really, we're doing it, but we don't think you've got any hope. And then they go get a scan and it's all gone. The miracle of God. Even if you don't know God in your life, sometimes God does the miracle without you being there. But he wants you to then go, wow,
yep.
Who did this? You know, the miracle of God. And so I don't want to have narrow perspective.
I think you finish your heartbeat by talking about we need to be spending time with God. And I think that's how we get or we stop ourselves from having a narrow perspective is when we do diligently sit down to pray. And I think a key thing you talked about was constant conversation. It's just talking to God all day, throughout your day, with whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like sometimes when I go to the gym and I just walk on the treadmill, I actually quite like that time because I can chat to God while, like, I don't like the walking on the treadmill part, but like, you know, I can talk to God while I'm doing it.
Yes.
And just using that time to be, hey, God, here I am. I'm trying to be healthy, but here are all the other things going on in my life, you know, and I might pray a separate time to that. Like I'll sit down and pray, but being able to just talk to God throughout your day, I think helps. One, it just helps us in our own being in terms of reconnecting with God, but then allowing God to, oh, Emma is open to the Holy Spirit.
It's inviting him into my normal everyday life.
So that's what I've put down as the weekly challenge this week, because I think that can help us in where we want to go with keeping our perspective open. And that's just the weekly challenge is to have constant conversation. If that's not something that you've done before, just to try and keep talking to God throughout your day. All right. Well, we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat this week, and we've certainly enjoyed having it. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.